I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. This could be your lucky day, and not just because you're listening to me. In Georgia, lotteries have been around since the 18th century. Indian lands were distributed through a lottery in the 19th century. Governor Zell Miller campaigned promising an education lottery, and in 1991, the legislature passed an amendment that designated lottery funds for education purposes only. Voters ratified it in 1992. Most of the lottery funds went to the Hope Scholarship, a college scholarship for high school graduates with a B average. Hope was designed to motivate high school students, keep Georgia's best students in state, and assist minorities and lower income families. Lottery funding also expanded Head Start and pre-K programs. The lottery was an instant hit. 52 million tickets sold the first week, with $463 million in sales in the first year. More than $12 billion have gone to Georgia students since Governor Miller bought the first lottery ticket on June 29, 1993, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.